Because there are actually only staff bays, we begin on Amid Bays, begin with Taisa Devi Masl, Taisa begins with the words of the Gemara, Yedias Hatumma Vachulu, regarding the awarenesses of a Tumma. Taisa comes to explain why didn't the Tanda in the Mishnah Masech Teshvua say Halamai Satumma? That is, the Mishnah over there tells us that also regarding awarenesses of Tumma, that it says in the Pasuk that one is going to be liable if he violates the Karban Oil B'Yarid. There are two that are explicitly written in the Pasuk, which Shehin Arba, which is four, which are learned out from the Drasha of the Pasuk. Now Taisa asks, Ben Taiman, if you're going to say, Taisa asks to take a second look. He says, V'mailuk Tani, but why doesn't it say the words Halomais, not Yediyas Atumma, but lapses of awarenesses that are Shtayim Shehin Dalad, which are two which are written in the Torah, which include another two, which makes it for a total of four. What are the two? So you have Helam Tumah, you have the lapse of awareness of the fact that he was Tameh, and then there's two applications of that, V'ochel Kodesh, and in one case, when he had the lapse of Tumah, he either ate Kodshim, Oy Nichnas L'Mikdash, or the second one, which is written in the Torah, is in the lapse of the Tumah, he went to the Beis HaMikdash. Shehein Dal, which that is four. What's the additional two that are added on? You have Helam Kodesh, meaning he knew that he was Tameh, but he didn't know that this was Kodshim, and he only realized it afterwards, or the Helam Mikdash, or he didn't realize that this was the Beis HaMikdash. So, and then says Taisus, Vava Asi Shapra, and that would have been better if you're saying Halam Atumah and not Yediyas Atumah, because Dole Motzla Mifrach, then you can ask the question that it's not Shtaim Shen Arba, Hani Tamni Havin, that's actually eight. Kedaparacha Yediyah, he's like the Gemara Mesech Teshvus, Navi Dalma Beis actually asks as a question, based on the wording that the Mishnah says called Yediyas Atumah, it's not only four awarenesses, there's actually eight awarenesses, because every time before the lapse, where there be of Tumah as it applies to Kodesh or Mikdash, or of Kodesh or Mikdash as applies to Tumah, you have to have an awareness before, and you have to have an awareness at the end. So therefore the Gemara asks over there, Yediyas are only four? It's actually eight Yediyas. So it says Taisus, it would have been better for the Mishnah to write, there's Halamaisa Tumah, that are two, that are four, and then the Gemara wouldn't have had its question of that it's really eight, because by lapses, there's only one lapse. By Yediyas, you have to have a D before of that thing, you have to forget about it, and you have to know a Yediyah at the end. So then you're asking, wait a second, in the four cases, really eight Yediyas. So as Taisus, why are you saying, even calling it Yediyas HaTumma? Call it Halamas HaTumma. Yeshlema Taisus says, what you could say is, because Dinaka Yediyas, the reason why we called it Yediyas HaTumma, it's because Mefarash Hashem is actually like the Gemara over there in Shavuos, the second parak of Yedalim Abayz, when it comes to answer the question, actually, yeah, why is it Shtayim Shein Arba, not Shtayim Shein Shmoina? So that the Gemara says, because the Tana wanted to only tell us the original Yediyas, in the beginning, before you forgot. And that is Yediyas Kamaisa. The first awareness is the last Nubachala Tarakula. Why are we mentioning those Yediyas specifically, which there are two that are four? And we're not mentioning that are eight, which is also with the last Yediyas after the lapse of awareness. No, we only talk about the original Yediyas, which they, you don't have that anywhere in the whole entire Torah. That's Kachashav, that's what the Tana was mentioning. Because in the whole Torah, you don't have to know beforehand that you forget. You only have to know after you forgot that you did, and therefore to be liable. Basraisa, the later Yediyas, the Isna B'chal Torah, which that's throughout the Torah, like Kachashav, that wasn't mentioned. And therefore, like the Gemara answers over there, to Mechadish, that din, that's why it says Yediyas, and it only says that are four, not are eight, because it only mentioned the first Yediyas. And that answers also Taisa's question too, why we didn't mention Halamis, because we wanted to mention the fact of that there's a Chiddush over here, that there are certain Yediyas, which is not necessary throughout the whole Torah, are necessary over here by Tumah, and therefore we mentioned it, the Yediyas HaTumah, Ashtayim Shenarba. That's one approach. Inami, or another approach, says Taisa, actually to the contrary. You could say that specifically Yediyas Basraisa, the reason why we're mentioning a Yediyas over here, and not Halamis, is actually because we're talking about the later Yediyas. Because the Maisil Dei Karban, that brings a person to the obligation of a Karban. It's only when you later find out that now you're obligating the Karban because of the error that was done. Kachashav, those are the ones that the Tana counts, which that's Shtayim Shein Arba. But actually, the original Yediyas actually are not being considered. And therefore, that's the same reason why we didn't say Halamis, because the lapse is not what brings you to the liability of the Karban. And therefore, we said that it's, again, both elements. Shtayim Shein Arba, it's not eight, because it's only four, because we're talking about the later Yediyas, and not the earlier Yediyas. And that's also the same reason why we didn't mention the Halamis, because that's not what it brings to the obligation of the Karban. Now, Taisa points out, according to both these versions, it says, Elahi Lishna, according to the first version, the Yediyas Kamaisa Kachashu, that the only thing that we're mentioning are the original Yediyas, and that's why it's four and not eight. And again, that's why we're mentioning Yediyas and not Halamas, because it's a chiddush that's a novelty only by Tumah that needs original ideas, says Taisa that would also answer and explain why Leshaich Lemisnegabi Shavuos V'Shabbos. That's why we don't mention, because not applicable to mention by the other categories that I mentioned over there regarding oaths, that are Shtayim Shenarba, and Shabbos, that's also Shtayim Shenarba. You don't call it Yediyah Shavuos, Yediyah Shabbos, the awareness of the oath or the awareness of the violation of Shabbos, because they don't have that Chiddush din of the original Yediyah by Shabbos and the Shavuah. You don't have to know beforehand and then forget about it. That's only Chiddush din by Tumah, therefore it doesn't mention Yediyahs, because again, according to the first interpretation, the Yediyahs that we're mentioning by HaTumah are the original Yediyahs, which again is only Chiddush by the laws of Tumah. Now, says Taisus, even Le'idach Lishna Nami, actually, even according to the second interpretation, the Ka'amar Yediyahs Basraisa, that actually what's being mentioned regarding Yediyahs and Tumah are the later Yediyahs, and therefore, it's, again, as the Gemara answers, only four, because the later ones, the Maisel they come, because those Yediyahs they bring to a carbon in contrast to the original Yediyahs, they don't bring, and therefore those are not being mentioned. Kachashav, that's what was mentioned, still says Taisus, Loi Tanabu Yediyahs, which is actually a question that it's why doesn't it then say Yediyahs by Shabbos and Shavuos, where there also you have to have a Yediyah that brings you, when you finally found out that you did wrong, to be Mechayev a carbon. Says Taisus, because they're different. Kiven, the Chilik, since the differentiation of Shtayim Shen Arba, the original two, and then including another two, which makes it to four, they are Mishkachas Bisur Gufe. They're by the oath, and regarding Shabbos, there the differential between the extra two are in the prohibition itself. So for example, like by Yitzias HaShabbos, where the two that we're adding on are the Hachnasa of the Ani and the Hachnasa of the Balabais. So that has nothing to do with Yediyahs, that's a different type of an act. That's what we're coming to include. But regarding the laws of Tumah, the differential from the two that we're adding on another two to make a four, that comes because of the awareness. In other words, there are certain situations where he knows in the beginning and the end regarding, let's say, Tumah, and the other ones he knows regarding Kaidish. The whole differential in the added two is in what your awareness was. Was it regarding the Tumah, or was it regarding, let's say, Kaidish or the Mikdash? But not in the action. The action was the same action. So that's why it's appropriate to write Yediyahs HaTumah, because it's the later Yediyahs that actually brings the Chiyuv of the carbon. In contrast, by Shabbos, yeah, you have to know, but that's not differential of the Shtayim Shen Arba. The added two are not regarding the Yediyahs, and therefore they don't write Yediyahs. It's only by Tumah that we write Yediyahs. So Taisa told us, first of all, Taisa had a question, why does the Tanakh call it Yediyahs HaTumah? Why didn't they call it Halama Satumah? Then that would actually answer the question that the Gemara over there asks, that, hey, it's not four, it's really eight. And that, if you're saying Halamas, it would be, yeah, because in every action, there's only one Halama. There's two Yediyahs, so that's why, although it's four cases, really eight Yediyahs. So therefore, Taisa asks, why didn't you just call it Halama Satumah? So Taisa says, the reason why they picked Yediyahs is two interpretations. Either because we're talking about the original Yediyahs, which that's a Chiddush by the laws of Tumah, unconscious to the whole Torah, that you don't have to know beforehand, but Tumah you have to know. You don't have to know by the rest of Halacha, let's say that this is Chaylev, and then you have to forget and then remember. So based on that version, the first version, it's also understood why by Shabbos and Shavuos, it doesn't say Yediyahs HaShabbos, Yediyahs HaShavuos, is because by them, there's no requirement of knowing Yediyah beforehand that today's Shabbos. But Taisa brought another approach that to the contrary. The Tanu was only speaking about the Yediyahs at the end, because those are the Yediyahs that cause the liability of the carbon. Because without knowing at the end that a person sinned, he's not going to bring a carbon. Now, based on that approach, you have to say that, so why by Shabbos and Shavuos don't you say Yediyahs? Bir Yosef have to know at the end to be Chayav a carbon. It's because there, the differentiation from the two that are written in Torah and the two that we're adding on, which is Shehena Arba, that is not made through the Yediyahs. It's rather a different action, let's say bringing in versus taking out. But whereas by Tumah, the differential in the added two is regarding how your knowledge was, regarding was your lapse and therefore your awareness by the Tumah part or by the Mikdash or Kodesh part. And that's why we call it Yediyahs, because those are the parts that are actually the Shtayim, Shein Arba, because based on your awareness and what you forgot about is what we're actually adding on the extra two. Turn next to the Maskel. Taisa begins with the words of the Gemara, from the Mishnah over there also, from Masechta Shavuos, is Maris Nagayim V'chulu. There also we have that it's two that are four. Taisa comes to explain, why did the wording, as our Taisa brings, Maris, which is in the feminine? Because the Mishnah over there teaches that also by Nagayim we find that there's two appearances of its Saras, which are explicitly written in the Pasuk, which we include another two that are learned out from a Reba in the Pasuk, that they're also Betami. So Taisa points out that although generally the word Maris is in the feminine, still, it's not a contradiction that Berev Svarm Garsin, and in most of the text, the actual Girsa is that Shnayim, which is masculine, it's not Shtayim. Shnayim Shein Arba, there's two that are four, which is in the masculine, but wait a second, you're calling it Maris, which is feminine. And so too, Taisa points out, Bachim Bishili HaMizbech Mekadosh. So to the end of Perek HaMizbech Mekadosh and Zabacham that Pechas HaMabez, Berayv Sram Garsinan, in most of the text, the Girsa is, Marois Negoim, which Maris sounds like in the feminine. And still the Gemara there brings that Rabbi Yisrael says, how many Maris are there? There's Shleisha Meshisha, there's 36 different types of Negoim. Akavim HaMalalim, he says, Shivim Bishnayim, 72. Now, Shnayim is masculine. So how can you say Maris, which is feminine? Says Taisa, yes, because Dimimare, which is the masculine and the singular, Yoim Marois. In the plural, you say Maris, you don't say Marim. And Taisa brings such a precedent, Kamoim Machane, like we find by the word Machane, in the plural, you write Machanois, you don't write Machanayim. And like we find this in the Pasuk, Yaakov says, and Bereish Lamed Beis, V'atah Yisle Shnei Machanois, and now I became like two Machanois. Now, Shnei is masculine, is Lashon Zachar. And still he says Machanois, which is feminine. Therefore, says Taisach Hanami Ketani Shabbat, therefore the Girsa is correct. As we have it, Maris Shnayim, that yes, although Shnayim is Zachar and Maris is generally feminine, here when you're saying the Mara, which is Lashon Zachar, in the plural, you say Maris and it's not a difficulty, although it sounds like it's feminine. Now, parenthetically, once we brought in the Gemara in Amazbech Mekadosh regarding how many Maris there are, so Taisa points out, now Va'avagav the Hasam Chashav Kulihai, although there the Gemara mentions so many different types of Maris in the Goyim. Reb Deisa says there's 36, and Kevin Manal says there's 72. V'achalei Chashav El Abesha and Dal, but here in the Mishnah Masech Teshuvos we're bringing, says there's only two that are four, which is added two. So how do we understand the contradiction? Says Taisa, not a difficulty. Hasam Chashav Psichin, which is one type of Venega, V'negi Adim, afflictions on a person, V'reish on his head, V'zak on his beard, V'negi Batim, Negoim on a house, where their other colors are mitame as a nega. Like for example, by the beard, it's yellow here, and on the house is green or red. Now, V'hachalei Chashav El Lavanis, but here in the Mishnah Masechta Shavuos, we're only mentioning the white ones, which are included in Se'es Oisei Pachas. As the Mishnah teaches in the beginning of Sechtan Sagaim, and the Gemara there in the first parak in Shavuos, Navheim and Alf, explains it that Baheres, what's that? That's mentioned in the Torah, that's Azek HaShelik, that's strong like snow, that color white. Shnila secondary, which is the tuffel, the Tailada, is Kesir HaHeich, like the lime that we smear in the house, etc., which there we're only coming to explain those types of Nagoim that are white. So Taisa says, first of all, that although Shnayim is a Lashon Zachar, still it's appropriate to say Maris. Like by Machana, you say Machanois, even though it's Shnei, which is Lashon Zachar. And additionally, Taisa says that here the Tana is only coming to tell us colors, and therefore he only says Shnayim Shenarba, that are white colors. And therefore it doesn't mention all the colors that it mentions in Masech Tzvachim, which could be even 36 or 72. Continue next, Taisa begins with the words of the Gemara. Hasam over there, the Lav Ikar Shabbos and Masechta Shavuos, not the primary halachas of Masechta Shabbos. So Avos Tani, it only mentions the primary categories, but Teladus Leitani, but it doesn't mention the derivatives. Which Tosfos comes to explain, why is it over there Masechta Shavuos, when it mentions the laws of Shabbos, as our Tosfos is quoting from the Gemara, there the Tana, we said, doesn't say the Teladus, but yet, as Tosfos is going to ask, but by Maris Negaim, we do write the Teladus. And that is the Gemara. It asks, why in our mission do we say Shtayim Shenarba Bifnim and Shtayim Shenarba Chutz? Mishnah Masechta Shavuos only says one, Shtayim Shenarba, and nothing more. So the Gemara says yes, because over here Masechta Shabbos, we want to say all the laws of Shabbos. So we say the Avos, which are the taking out, and we say the Teladus, which is bringing in. But by Shavuos, it's only saying it parenthetical because of the laws of Shavuos that also has Ashtayim Shenarba. So we only mention the Avos without the Teladus. And that is Taisa B'mtem, and if you're going to say, ask it to take a second look. Because of B'maris Negoim, in that same Mishnah Masechta Shavuos, to mention the appearances of a Negev Tzaras, Tani Avos V'Teiladus. It does mention the Av and the Teilada, can be fashioned by Shavuos, as the Mishnah there explains in Masechta Shavuos. What Shehein Arba, what's that is for? You have Se'es V'Teilada, you have Se'es, which is written in the Torah, and its derivative. And you have Baharis V'Teiladus, you have Baharis and its derivative. Avagav da Hasam, even over there, Lavikr Nagaim, who that's not the primary Masechta Nagaim, that's Masechta Nagaim. It's only said parenthetically because it's Shtayim Shenarba. So, how could we say that regarding Shabbos, since it's over there, Masechta Shavuos, you don't say the Teilada, yet Nagaim, you do say the Teilada? What you could say is Delay Dami, it's not comparable. Why? The Teilada is the Nagaim Ksivi. The derivative of the laws of a nega are written explicitly in the pasuk, because when it says over there besides Seis and Baharis, it says Sapachas, which that translates as what's secondary. So we have what's secondary to Seis and secondary to Baharis, which is the Teilada. Therefore, we mention the Teilada. But Teilada is the Shabbos, like Sivi, but the derivative of Shabbos is not written. We don't know Hachnasa explicitly from the pasuk, and therefore by Negoim, the Tana writes also in Masechta Shavuot the Tehillah does, but by Shabbos it doesn't. So Tosfos told us that the reason why Masechta Shavuot is we don't write regarding the Melacha Betzah, the Tehillah does, is because they're not written explicitly in the Pasuk. But regarding Maris Nagayim, there it mentions in the Torah also the Tehillah does, and therefore it's going to mention that they're also in the Mishnah Masechta Shavuot. We turn the next Tosfos to Maschal. Tosfos begins with the words of the Gemara, but Vahadumi de Maris Nagayim Ketani, but it's comparable in that same Mishnah to the other category of Maris Nagayim. Tosfos comes to explain the reason why when the Gemara wanted to say that obviously all the cases are being mentioned for liability, that it picks it, as we know it, the proof, because it's comparable to that of Maris Nagayim. That is, the Gemara said that the Mishnah Masechta Shavuot, it mentions by Shabbos only the things that you can be liable on, because those are the Avos Malachas and not the Tehillah. That the Gemara asks, so if that's the case, what's Shehein Arba? What I mean, Yitzias, which are the Avos, are only two. The Ani taking out and the Balabai is taking out. And you can't say that what's the Shtayim Shehin Arba, two that you can be liable on, which is the Yitzi of the Ani and the Yitzi of the Balabai, which they each did their own Akir and Anacha, and then you can have two that you can be Potter on, which is when you do the Yitzi without the Anacha or the Anacha without the Akira, because, says the Gemara, as our Tesis quotes, no, it's comparable to the case over there of Maris Nagayim. In the case of Maris Nagayim, you're all going, every case over there is a liability. So Tesis is bothered, why, when the Gemara wants to say that we obviously know that all of them are a liability, and you can't say two are for Shabbos, it's going to be Potter, because it's comparable to the other case over there, Maris Nagayim. Why doesn't it pick comparable to Shavuos also, which there is also all the cases of Shavuos of I will eat, I will not eat, I did it, I didn't eat, are also liabilities. They're all liabilities, and you're not saying Shein Arba, which are that of Ptur. Says Tesis, Hadinok and Maris Nagayim. Why does it pick specifically that of comparing it to that of the shades of the Negev Tzeraz, Tvei Mishvuas, Vidias, more than the laws of oaths, or the Idias Atom, all of those are also Lechiv? Says Tesis, actually, because Mishum de Inu Gufai, because actually those other cases of Shvuas and Idias Atom, they themselves, Lo Yadin and Avlakul Lechiv, we actually don't know that they're all Shein Arba of liabilities. We only know it because it's compared to the case, as the Gemara is asking on Shabbos, from the appearances of Negev Tzeras. Because actually, the Bekulu, by all those other cases, Ika Plukta, there actually is a dispute. For example, you have the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel that holds that actually a Shavua for the past, which is I ate or I didn't eat, you're actually not liable. So regarding Yedias HaTomah, there's opinion of Rabbi Kiva that holds you're actually not liable for, let's say, a lapse of awareness of the Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, in each one of those categories, it's not Shtayim Shein Arba. The only exception is the appearance of the Negev, where there, according to everyone, they agree that Yimi Chayev on all four cases. That's where we learn out that the time of the Mishnah holds that they're all going to be Chayev from the fact that they compared to Maris Nagayim. And that's the only way we know regarding Shavuos and Yedias. Therefore, when we're asking on Shabbos too, we're going to ask for Maris Nagayim and not from the other cases of Shavuos and Yedias. So, Taisa had a question. Why didn't the Gemara pick, let's say, Dumi de Shavuos? They're also their all Chayev. Stasis said, because even regarding Shavuos, we don't know the Ol Chiyiv only because it's compared to the other case of Maris Nagayim. Because we have the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel who holds that actually Lishavri Naka Bichayiv. And also regarding Yedias HaTomah, we have the opinion of Rabbi Kiva that holds Yinachayiv on Hel HaMikdash. It's only because the Tana wrote it with the case of Maris Nagayim that we know that the Tana holds not like Rabbi Shmuel and not like Rabbi Kiva, rather holds Ol Chiyiv. And therefore, when we're asking the question on Shabbos, again, we ask it from Maris Nagayim. Continue next Taisa of Maschal. Taisa begins with the words of the Gemara, Hasam over there, the Lab Iker Shabbos, who, weird, it's not the primary halachas of Shabbos, Chiyiv Tani. So therefore, we tell you only the cases that there's a liability. Peturi Loi Tani, but regarding the cases where you're exempt, that we don't say. Which Taisa comes to explain, why did the Gemara have to say this differential? That, oh, over here, Mesech, the Shabbos is the primary laws, there it's not. Why isn't it sufficient? Because as we just pointed out this point just before, where over there, Mesech, the Shavuos has to be comparable to that of Maris Nagayim. And that is the Gemara had answered that the reason why the Tan over here says Shtayim Shenaba Bifnim and Shtayim Shenaba Bechutz has to say two times the same halacha, one Bifnim and Bechutz, is because here we're talking about the primary laws of Shabbos. So therefore we're talking about not only the Chiyuv, but also the Peturim. But the Mishnah says the Shavuos, there it only says one Shtayim Shenaba, it's because the Tan is only mentioning the liabilities and not those of exemptions. Now Tais is bothered. It says, Lo Habet Tzarech Leimar. Truth is, the Gemara didn't have to say the reasoning that the reason why the Tanna Masechta Shavuos says only one Shtayim Shein Arba and doesn't add on Bifnim B'chutz Mishum Delavik or Shabbosu, because not the primary laws of Shabbos over the Masechta Shavuos, and therefore they only mention those cases when you're liable, which are that of Itzah. Ella rather says Taisis, you know it Mishum Didumi Demaris Nagayim Ketani, like we just pointed out in the previous Taisis, you know it because all those cases in Masechta Shavuos are being compared to one of the cases of Maris Nagayim. That Bakula L'Chayuva, where they're all liabilities, so you don't have to say because not Iker Shabbos, you know it because of Dumin and Nagam. So Ella rather says, Taisa, you're right. Mishum did tsarach lishnuy. It's only because the Gemara had to answer regarding hacha over here in our mesechta. The Iker Shabbos, as the primary laws of Shabbos, that we wanted to tell you tanachiyub upituri. We wanted to tell you why is it b'fnim b'chutz? Because we're mentioning not only liabilities but also exemptions, because this is the primary place and the source of the laws of mesechta Shabbos. So parenthetically, k'mesayim nami. So therefore, the Gemara ended off also with the same idea to say, but hasam over there, the lav Iker Shabbos, where it's not the primary laws of Shabbos, it doesn't. But you're right. That's not why. The main reason actually is because it has to be dumi demaras nagan, and based on this concept, Tais says begamen also hamaksha, the one who asked the question that was asking, well, why is our mesechta different that it says shteim shenar b'fnim v'shteim shenar b'chutz, and over there it only mentions one shteim shenar b'chutz, loy hiksha, he didn't ask the listening hasam kihacha that the mishnah over there in Shavuos should mention like over here. His intention wasn't to say that Shavuos should say shteim shenar b'fnim and b'chutz. Even the yada, because he knows, of course, the dumi de maris nagayim ketani has to be compared to the case of maris nagayim, which all are lechiyuv, and therefore you can't say some up turi. Elaparak, rather, his question was, as we mentioned him before, the listening hacha that over here in our mesechta should only mention shtayim shein dalad, only two that are four besu loya, nothing more. And on that is what we came to answer. No, here since it's Iker Shabbos, so we mentioned chiyuvi and peturi. So Tosfos had bothered by this question. Why isn't it sufficient that obviously Masechta Shavuos are all lechiyuv from the fact that the Tanakh compares to the Maris Nagoyim? Why does the Gemara have to answer because here is Iker Shabbos and there it's not? So Tosfos says, you're right. It's only because we wanted to answer why over here the Tanakh says chiyuvi and peturi. So therefore, parenthetically, we mentioned that, yeah, here is Iker Shabbos. And then we mentioned also over there is not Iker Shabbos. Again, that's not the main reason. The main reason is because it has to be Dumei Demaras Nagoyim, which all are lechiyuv. The next taste of Remasel. Taste begins with the words of the Gemara. If you're going to say mehen lechiyuv and mehen lepatur, that oh, some are that you're going to be chayiv and some are you going to be patur. Taste explains what does the Gemara mean to say when it's explaining that the Tana would be saying some are chiyuvim and some are paturi. Because the Gemara had said that don't say that the Tana over here that says shtayim shenar b'fnim and shtayim shenar b'chut is referring to there's two haitzas that you're going to be chayiv, that's when you do akira and anacha, and then there's two haitzas that you're going to be pater, which is when you only do an akira or anacha. That the Gemara says, no, you can't say that. But Taisa brings that Rashi le pirishkan. Rashi over here does not explain lefishitase shabasamach, according to his interpretation, which is brought later on, the akiris kachashim, which on the Burn of Gimel, Taisa discusses regarding the Machlekes Rashi and the Riva, regarding when we're talking about Shtayim Shenar B'Fnim, Shtayim Shenar B'Chutz, regarding the liabilities of the Ani and of the Usher, here Rashi doesn't say it as he says it over there. Because in Taisa's Girsa of Rashi, actually the Mefarshim point out that actually it's not true. The way we have Rashi, actually Rashi does say it the way he says it over there regarding the Akira. But Taisa had a Girsa in Rashi that it was written, the explanation of the Gemara, that so what would it mean that there's two of Chiv and two of Ptur? It would mean one would be a Ptur regarding the Ani. For example, let's say the Ani stuck his hand inside and he gave it to the Balabais inside. So, the Ani stuck his hand inside without anything and the Balabais put it inside the Ani's hand. Then the Ani went and did the Maisa Haitsa. That's the important word. And therefore, we see that he's going to be patur because he didn't do although he did the Maisa Itza, but he didn't do all of it himself. He didn't do that Kira. And then there's one case of patur regarding the Balabais of Haitza, which is if the Balabais sticks his hand outside and the Ani takes from it, so the Balabais did the Maisa Itza, but he's not going to be chayv because he didn't do Hanacha. Now, that Girsa only makes sense according to the interpretation of the Riva, which that's the Machlekes Riva and Rashi, as we'll see later on, regarding what does it mean in our Mishnah, which when we say Shtayim Shein Arba, we say two are Chiyuvim, and then we say Shein Arba, we have another two which are Pater, but Aser. The Riva explains that to mean to say, whoever did the Maisa Havara, whoever had the one who passed it from one domain to the other domain, now, so here, by one case, you have the Ani, that he was taking the hand from where he had stretched it inside to take it outside, and one is with the wealthy person, he's the one who sticks his hand outside to inside. Now, either one's not going to be chayiv because he didn't do either the akira or the anacha, but you'll have one case being the ani and one case being the asher. But that's what Taisa is pointing out, according to Rashi's explanation that pater aval asher, and that's the shtashena arbin our Mishnah, means to say, who's the one that pater aval asher? It's not the one who's actually passing the hand from one domain to the other one. It's the one who did the akira, because he might be the one to ultimately finish it off by doing the hanacha. If so, actually, both the case that we just described for Haitzah, it's actually the usher who's doing the Akira. Now, the one is he stretching his hand out, one is the ani stretching his hand out. But according to Rashi's opinion, you wouldn't be able to say that one yitzi was the ani and one yitzi was the usher, because again, according to Rashi, it's based on the akiris, and therefore says Taisel lafishi tase. Actually, according to Rashi's opinion, as we'll explain later on, hayilah lafarish, he should have explained shtayim leptur. What are these two cases that we're adding on shein arba of two of being exemption of haitza is by akiris the balabais. Is both are referring to the balabais, because in either case, whether because the ani stuck his hand in and the usher put it in when his hand was inside, or the usher stuck his hand outside and then the ani took it from him, either way, it's the akira, it's the pata abal asr is going on the balabais, because again, according to Rashi, that's the primary element. And we see from Rashi over here, not like that. Again, the Mefarshim point out that our Rashi is not the way, the way Taisus has the gears in Rashi. He was having it like the riva, which again, according to that, it's the one who's stretching the hand, not necessarily who's doing the akira, where yeah, one case is the ani, one case is the usher. But according to Rashi, actually, it is like that. The Rashi explains it both going on, the akira, the balabais, which yeah, both shein arba of the haitzah is actually, both are going on the balabais, because in both cases, the balabais was the one who did the akira, which he's pater because he didn't do the anacha, but it's usher because he ultimately might, it could bring that he might actually do the anacha, which would be the issa d'iraisa. Continue the next taste of Maschel. Taste begins with the words of the Gemara, but v'hayitzis katani. Taste comes to explain, how is it possible to explain in the Mishnah that when it says shtayim shen arba, that is talking about only by hitzas without achnasis? And that is because the Gemara had explained that this that says in Masechta Shavuos shtayim shen arba. Why is that different than, let's say, in our Mishnah, which says shtayim shen arba b'fnim, shtayim shen arba b'chutz? So the Gemara says, oh, because our Mishnah is talking about that has peturioso. There it's only talking about all of liability, which the shtayim are hitzas, and shen arba are the achnasis. Well, that the Gemara asks, as our Tosafot quotes in the Gemara, but it says hitzais. So how could you say that it's Yitzis Kedani? How could you say that Shehin Arba of Chiyuvim are Hachnasis? So Taisa explains that Loi Parach Ela Masnit in the Shavuos, as we see from our Gemara, the Gemara only asks this question, it says Yitzis is only Mishnah Masechta the Shavuos, because the Abakul L'Chiyuvim, because you're saying that over there it's all liabilities. Now the problem is, B'lim Ashkach, we don't find Haitzais to be liability, El Ashtayim. Only two cases, one of the Ani, one of the Balabais. Therefore, so what do you have to say, Shein Arba? Obviously, that's Achnasis. But that's the Gemara's question. Wait a second, but it says Haitzais, and it doesn't say Achnasis. But, explains Taisis, of Masnit and the Halacha, but regarding the Halacha of our Mishnah, which actually says not only Shtayim Shein Arba, it says it times two, Bifnim Em Bachutz. So, why doesn't it ask the question, it says Yitzias, and what are you coming to include? You're including Achnasis too. Says Taisis, no, because Mishkach is the Kula B'Yitzias. Actually, if we wanted to, and therefore the Gemara didn't ask it on, we could explain all the Shtayim Shein Arba Befinim and Bechutz, all going on laws of Yitzias. And therefore, yeah, it would be talking about Yitzias. And it wouldn't be a question, how can you say Shein Arba? Kagain Shalayi Kulim L'Chiyuv. As Taisis explains, if not all the cases are going to be liability, as our Gemara is explaining. When we're saying more cases than in Masechta Shavuos, we're saying, because yes, yeah, some of them are Lepaturi. So therefore, we could we'd even run out Hachnasa. And therefore, you'd see it makes sense. We could say eight cases, all with Haitza. Again, as we explained, because not all of them are going to be liable on. So what's these eight cases? So first of all, you have Shtayim of the Haitza, of taking out. What are the two types of Haitza? You have one, Shiesh B'Chiyev Chattas, the bona fide Haitza, when you're doing Akir and Anacha, that there'll be a liability of B'Chiyev Chattas. And then you have Upata Abul Asa. Then you have those that you're exempt, but are prohibited. Why? Because the as of the Chiv Chatzis, because you could come to the Chiv Chatzis, because you already did the Akira, although you didn't do the Anacha, that's Pat Aval Aser. Shehein Dala, which that's another two, for a total of four. You have Pat Aval Aser, you have those similar to the previous category, but different. You're exempt, but it's prohibited, where Deloy also the Chiv Chatzis, where it cannot come to a Chiv Chatzis, because you didn't do the Akira, but you're doing the Anacha. Still, it's Asim and Rabbanan, but you're going to be exempt. And then you have the fourth case, Upatra Mutter, where it's you're exempt and you're even permitted because you didn't do anything. You were a passive partner. You didn't do Akira or the Anacha. You have these four Ani regarding the pauper who he's the Bifnim. And Bechem Ba'ash, you have with the wealthy person, the Ani which is Bachutz. And Bechem Ba'ash, so with the wealthy person who he's the one Bifnim. And therefore, that's how you could have why it's not a difficulty on the Halacha of our Mishnah. Now, Taisa points out, as we mentioned in the previous Taisas, this is all a Pirish Riva B'Samach. This is only going according to the Riva's interpretation, as we'll explain later on. Where he explains that Yitzias is not going on, like Rashi says, on the Maisa of the Akira, of who did the Akira. Rather, we're talking about different domains, which is essentially who did the Maisa of Havara. of passing it through. Where there you could have, in these two different domains, you could have that, as we explained in Amir Tashem, in that Taisis, that you're going to have, by the Ani and the Usher, you're going to have all these four different categories. Now, that's a contrast to Rashi, which, as we'll go through the calculations, we'll see that actually, according to Rashi, you cannot have, in the Ani and the Usher, in the cases of our Mishnah, all these four in these two of the Ani and the Usher. It's only regarding the Riva, and we alluded to this in the previous places too, that according to Riva, it's who's passing the hand over. And if you read the case of the Mishnah, you'll see that, yeah, each one of them is going to have a case where they're passing the hand over. But according to Rashi, it's not who's passing the hand over, it's who's doing that Kira. And actually, you have two by the Balabais and none by the Ani, and you have the same thing by the Ani versus the Balabais. So therefore, Taisa explains that the answer we're giving now is only works according to the Riva, not according to Rashi. Now, more of a continuous Taisa. It says, Lahachi, therefore also, Le'el, previously, Kimishani, when the Gemara had answered, where the Gemara is going back and forth to try to understand the halacha of our Mishnah, in contrast to the Mishnah Masechta Shavuos, the Gemara explains why in our Mishnah they say Shtayim Shenar B'Bifnim and Shtayim Shenar B'Chutz. The Gemara answered, because Hacha the Ikar Shabbos, so here it's the primary laws of Shabbos, Satani Av is Vitalbis. We said the Av and the Teilada. So, wait, Teilada is Achnasa. Says Taisa, no, Loi Hava Maslam Mifrach, the Gemara could not have asked, Ay, Vah Yitzis Ketani. What do you mean? It says Yitzis, how could you include Teiladis, which is Achnasa? That's not taking out, that's taking in. Because obviously, the way we explain with the Riva, when we're saying Shtayim Shen Arba, would also be going on the Hachnasas, like the Riva explained, because when we're saying Yitzis, it's not for the act of the Hitzah, it's rather the differentiation of the domains, where there's two different domains in the laws of Shabbos, Rosh Hashanah Yochanan, Rosh Hashanah Rabban. And like we said, that you could have actually eight types of Yitzis, where you're going to have with a Teilada, would actually, even without Hachnasa, where you could have the, like we said, the obligatory one, which is a Chiyuv Chatzis, where you did Akira and Anocha. Then you have two different types of Pata Balasa, one that could bring to Chiyuv Chatzis, one that cannot. And then you have those that are totally permitted. And therefore, we could have, as we explained for the Riva, the previous Gemara's interpretation of us and Taladas, and it's not even going to be mentioning Hachnasis, and they're not going to ask the question of Yitzis, because you could actually have all eight cases, even with just all being Yitzis. Now, ultimately, Taisus proved from the fact that the Gemara asked its question only in the Mishnah Masechta Shavuos, that how can you say it's talking about Hachnasa, the Tana mentions Yitzis, that why is only mentioned that Mishnah, not in our Mishnah? Because like Taisus said, in the Tana of our Mishnah, it's not obviously going on the Hachnasa. It's possible to explain all Shtayim Shen Arbas only by Hitza. And those two are going to be four. So we said you could have the Hitza that has a Chivra Chatzis, which is either the Hitza of the Balabais to the hand of the Ani, or where the Ani takes from the hand of the Balabais and he takes it out. So those are two types of Hitza. And you have a Hitza that does no Chivra Chatzis but could come to Chivra Chatzis. That's again where the Balabais takes it outside and the Ani takes it from his hand, where the Balabais could come to Chivra Chatzis if he put it down. And that applies again to both Ani and Asher. And you could also have the third type of category, which is Aitzah of Pata Aval Aser, where you cannot come to Chiyuv Chatzis, where, for example, if let's say the Ani puts his hand inside and the Balabais puts it into his hand, again, according to the Riva, where although the Ani is doing the Maisa Avar, but the Ani cannot come to Chiyuv Chatzis because he didn't do Nakira, so that would apply to the Ani and the Asher. And you also have the Pater and Mutter, where, for example, if let's say the Balabais just has something in his hand inside and the Ani takes it from there, where the Balabais did nothing, there you could have all these eight cases. And again, that's why also in the previous Gemara, when it said, Alvis and Teladis, we didn't ask Ayat says Yitzis, because you could have all eight cases, even Teladis, just with Yitzis, without Hachnasis. Now, continuing the next text, the Nasal text begins with the words of the Gemara, Mila Eskina, aren't we talking about the Kama'ayel Meshus Aram, Meshus Yaga, that it's even talking about when you're taking it in from the public domain into the private domain? Text comes to explain, where do you see from the wording of Meshus Lashus that it sounds like even for the Malach of Hachnasa, bring it in? Because the Gemara proved, from the fact that the Tana calls Hachnasa, how do we know that he calls Hachnasa Hitza, which answers the question, Ayit says Yitzis. Okay, it says in the Mishnah, Hamitzi Mishus Lushus. So taking from one domain to another domain means, yeah, even from the public domain into the private domain, which is the Malach of Hachnasa. But in that Taisa explains what's the source of this, because of a Perakama de Shavuos, in the first Perakama Sech de Shavuos, Navheim Abeis, the Gemara proves from the fact that it says if someone takes Mishus Lushus, says Toman also, he brings in from Mishus Ram to Sasa Yachid, because the Tana calls that we see Hitza, it also applies to Hachnasa. On that part, the Gemara asks, how do you know that? Maybe it's only talking about when you're taking out from Rosh Hashanah to the Rosh Hashanah. So how do you know to say that even by bringing in, maybe it's only regarding taking out? Mashana, the Gemara answers, because imken, if that would be the case, then listen, the Tana should have said, Hamwiti Lirisha Sarabim. It should have said, if someone takes out to the public domain, my Mishus Lirshus, why do you say from one domain to another domain? Say Lirisha Sarab. Obviously, because it's any other domain, meaning I feel Mishus Sarab, Mishus Sayach, even the other way around, even from Mishus Sarab to Rishus Sayach. Now, based on this, Taisa says, Vimtem, if you're going to say, so then why when the Tana and Periklal Gadol, when it talks about all the 39 Malachas, and it mentions the last one, that of Haitzah, of carrying, it calls it Hamitzi Mishus Lirshus. Maishna Ditani Teilad Daitzah. Then why, when it's talking about all the 39 Av Malachas, does it mention with it the Teilad of Haitzah, which you just mentioned when it says Mishus Lirshus, as the Gemara proves in Sefer Shmuz, means also the Teilad of Achnasa, of Rishus Ram, Rishus Yachid, V'leitani Shem Teilad Dachal Sha'avis. All of the Av Malachas doesn't mention the Teilad. Why, regarding Haitzah, does it mention Achnasa in these words of Maitzi Meshus Lishos? So Petitz Riva, the Riva explains, he answers, because the B'chol Shah Teilad is regarding all of the derivatives of all other Amalachas. If it was going to mention it, the wording would have had to been longer to include the Teilad. But bringing in the Kirui Haitzah, where it's called Haitzah too, Kaila Imay Bekaitzer. It includes it in the same abridged version. When it just mentions the words Hamaitzi Meshus Lishos, it's, the, as we said, Maitzi could mean taking out from in to out or from out to in, and therefore when it says Meshus Lishos, it includes both Achnas Naitza. Therefore, that's not a difficulty. We might as well. Why not? Rav Chedamilsa, in contrast, all of the Telaz, you would have had to add on words with it too. So Taisa brought that the explanation is in Masechta Shvuas, that obviously our Mishnah includes Hachnasa from Meshus Ram to Meshus Yachid with the word of Yitzias. From the fact that the Tana writes Hamitzi Meshus Lishos, and it doesn't say specifically Meshus Yachid Meshus Ram, sounds like that, even from Meshus Ram to Meshus Yachid, which is Hachnasa, you're going to be Chayav. Additionally, Taisa explains, so therefore, if that's including the Teilada in those words, so why when it mentions the Av Malachas of Haitzah with all the other Lamates Malachas, it says Meitzi Meshus Lishos, which is including now in those words Hachnasa, which is Teilada, all other Av Malachas doesn't mention the Teilada. And the reason is because all other Teiladas, you would have had to say more words. But Hachnasa, you don't have to mention it's including those wording, and therefore it mentions it in the same wording of Haitzah. Continuing next, Taisa Maschot, this begins with the words of the Gemara, Ukmefarish Hachnasa La'altar. And it explains, what's the first case I mentioned in that Mishnah? That of bringing in. So Tosfos comes to explain, why didn't Ravina prove this idea that we call Hachnasa Haitzah, which was the answering the Gemara's question, from the fact that you wouldn't be able to explain the words of the Mishnah of Shtaim Shein Arba? What's Shein Arba without Hachnasa? And that is the Gemara brings that Ravina proves in the Mishnah that it opens up calling it Yitzias HaShabbos. That's the title of our Mishnah, of our Perek, opening up the Masechta. And then right away, when it talks about Yitzias HaShabbos, it mentions the case of Hachnasa, of bringing into the Rishus HaYachad. Obviously, that the Tana calls Hachnasa Haitzah too. And that is Taisa Vimtem, they begin to say, Taisa asked them to take a second look. Vamai loy diak mikayach, why didn't the Gemara make an inference from the fact? Jaloy mishkachas, you wouldn't be able to have arba bifnim, four inside, vadal bechutz, and four outside, beloy hachnasis, without bringing in, because one of the eight cases has to be the only bringing inside. And that's one of the cases that you're going to be liable. So obviously, that the Tana is considering in the word yitzias hachnasa. Why do you have to prove it just from the fact that the first case is mentioning Achnasa? You can't have Shtaim Shin Arba Mbifnim Bechutz without the case of Achnasa. Yeshlema Taisa says, what you could say is actually, yeah, the Mishkachas, we actually could have Kedibrash Le'el, like we said before in the previous, in the Dirim Maskel Baha, that actually you could have eight cases just with Haitzah of the Ani and the Balabais. So you'll have four categories times two, one of the only one of the Balabais. One is that Yechayev Achatzis, when you did the Akira and Anocha. The second one is Patabal Asa, where you could come to Chayev Achatzis, we did the Akira without the Anocha. The third one is where you could, it's rabbinically prohibited, of, but you're not going to come to Chayev Achatzis. And they have the fourth one, which is Pater and Mutter. So actually you could have all eight, therefore, even without Achnasa, and therefore, it wouldn't be a raya from the Shtaim Shein Arba, but we have to bring a raya that one of the actual cases was a case of Achnasa and still we're calling Yitzias. Or Inami, another approach says Taisis, no, because the Maha, from this fact, like we're asking, that you wouldn't be able to have Shnei Mishan Arba without that of Achnasa, Lahav Shach Lameim, it wouldn't be appropriate to say the words of the Gemara of Masnit Nami Deka, that the Mishnah is precisely like we're saying, that the Tana calls Achnasa Yitzis, because if that's where we're coming from, of the Shnei Mishan Arba, then why is it any better than that proof that the Gemara is already bringing from that of the Shavuos, the Kaimelo, which that's what we're talking about, the Hasam Nami Lemishkachas Kul L'Chiyuv, but they also can't have all of them being liability, Elam Kain Takshav Achnasa Bechlal, unless you include bringing in with the category two. So that, the Gemara already proved that it's not possible. If you want to prove that Achnasa is called Haitzah, from the fact that it's not possible, that we already know from there. So therefore, Ravina says it not from the fact that it wouldn't be possible, rather from the fact that when it's explaining the case of Yitzias, the first case that explains Achnasa, and therefore you see obviously the Tana calls Yitzias, calls Achnasas the word Yitzias. So Taisa explained that what's the reason why Ravina doesn't prove that the Tana calls Achnasa itself and the fact that you wouldn't be able to have Shtayim Shanaba without Achnasa, and yet the Mishnah opens up the word Yitzias, either because actually you could say Shtayim Shanaba B'fnei M'chutz all with Haitza, as Taisa explained in the previous Divrei Maskil, and therefore you wouldn't know it from there, or actually no, because that would then be the same proof that the Gemara is already bringing from the Sechta Shavuos that it's not possible for of liability, which Shtayim Shanaba without Achnasa. So therefore that wouldn't gain. Therefore, rather, it's just from the fact that we explained the case in Achnasa, and yet we're using the word of Yitzias. Continue next, Taisa Divrei Maskil, Taisa begins with the words of the Gemara, Rishuyas Katani. Actually, we're talking about different domains. Which Taisa comes to explain the answer that Rabbah gives of what does it mean Shtayim Shanaba. And that is the Gemara brings Rabbah's answer for the question that the fact that the Mishnah Sechta Shavuos says Shtayim Shein Arba, that all of them are liabilities, so what's the four? That means two of Achnasa. The question is, but it says the words Yitzias. Yitzias are only two, not four, only through Achnasas, but it says Yitzias, taking out, not bringing in. So on that Rava answers, he says, and the wording Yitzias is not going on Haitzais, it's going on Rishuyas, on domains. And the intent was that there's two domains of Shabbos, which are Arba, which are four. Now Taisus brings that Rishuyas Shtayim Shein Arba, this that it's we're saying that there's two domains which are four. So Pirush Rashi explains, what does Rava mean to say? The Shtayim Koya are Rishuyas, that the two that we're talking about are the domains where there's two domains regarding Shabbos. You have Rishus Aram, the public domain, Rishus Yechad, and the private domain. And that are four in the inside and on the outside of Rishus Aram. Now, Bakashal Rava has a difficulty with Rashi's interpretation. Because the Imkain, if that would be the case, Lehavale Lemisni, then the Misna shouldn't have said Vishtayim Shehen, and these are the two words that we're asking on, and two that are Arba Bechutz, four on the outside. Ella, rather, according to Rav, it should have just said Shtayim Shehen Arba Bifnim, there are these two domains which are four regarding the inside, V'Arba Bechutz, and four that on the outside, and not say the extra word Shtayim Shehen. Because there are actually only